Los Angeles fires near full containment amid cooler weather. Los Angeles, with the Los Angeles area's major wildfires all nearing full completion Wednesday, cooler and drier weather will dominate for the next few days, with no signs of any immediate return of dangerous Santa Ana wind conditions or precipitation that could spark debris flows. National Weather Service forecasters said Tuesday's high temperatures will be about 3 to 6 degrees below normal, followed by chilly overnight temperatures into Wednesday, possibly meaning more frost or freeze warnings in some areas. Cooler temperatures will remain over the next several days, with daytime temperatures remaining below normal for this time of year, according to the NWS. A warming trend is anticipated by the weekend, pushing temperatures back into the 70s for most coastal and valley areas, thanks to a weak offshore flow between Saturday and Monday. Forecasters said there is a potential for some rain by the middle of next week, but it was still too early to say if it will actually develop and how strong the system might be. As of Wednesday morning, the Eaton Fire in the Altadena and Pasadena areas was 99% contained after burning 14,021 acres, with repopulation efforts completed. The Palisades Fire was 96% contained after burning 23,448 acres. The Hughes Fire near Castaic Lake has burned 10,425 acres since breaking out last Wednesday, but it was 98% contained as of Wednesday. Nearly all evacuation orders and warnings have been lifted for all three major fires. The fires have thus far claimed 29 lives, 12 in the Palisades Fire area and 17 in the Eaton Fire. The Los Angeles County Office of Medical Examiner has positively identified 18 of the 29 people confirmed dead in the two wildfires. A curfew remains in effect nightly from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the mandatory evacuation areas, with only firefighters, law enforcement, and utility workers allowed in those zones. The Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement agencies have reported dozens of arrests for alleged looting, burglaries, and curfew violations since the fires ignited in Altadena and the Palisades. The County Department of Public Works was continuing to work on fire debris removal efforts with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which is handling the first phase removal of hazardous wastes, and the Army Corps of Engineers, which will oversee physical debris removal from the Palisades and Eaton Burn areas. FEMA disaster recovery centers are open at UCLA Research Park West, 10850 West Pico Boulevard, and Pasadena City College Community Education Center, 3035 East Foothill Boulevard, to assist homeowners with applying for aid. A new disaster recovery center opened in Altadena Monday, with daily hours from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and will be available to residents 7 days a week. The new center is located at 540 West Woodbury Road. Both the Pasadena and Altadena locations will be open through the end of January, but on Saturday, the Pasadena location will close and all services will shift to Altadena. FEMA is also operating two other centers to provide assistance to fire victims, including those from the Hearst, Sunset, and Hughes fires. Those centers are at Sherman Oaks East Valley Adult Center from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and Richie Valens Recreation Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 1 to 6 p.m. Saturdays. The causes of the Eaton and Palisades fires remain under investigation. Both erupted on January 7th as the area was under a red flag warning for critical fire danger due to a historic wind event that saw gusts of 80 to 100 miles per hour. More than 16,000 structures were destroyed in the two fires, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. By the time all the damage is assessed, the fires are expected to constitute the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history.